For today's guidance or support for your practice, I'll talk a little bit first about thinking and then do a little guided meditation on thinking. And certainly it's useful to know that thinking is just as valuable subject for awareness, for mindfulness, as anything else, provided that the mindfulness of thinking doesn't lead us to think more, doesn't pull us into the world of thinking. And sometimes in the instructions on thinking, how to be mindful of thinking, it seems that all thinking is treated the same way, but it's wise to recognize there are different kinds of thinking. Some are actually supportive for the meditation process, and some are clearly not supportive. And the one that's not supportive is what's called discursive thinking, where we're telling stories, reviewing the past, planning the future, involved in fantasy, having a conversation in our heads. Those are pretty coarse kinds of thinking. There might be more refined, subtle thinking about the practice itself. And the subtler, quieter forms of thinking about the practice can actually be a support to help keep you on track. But if the thinking about the practice is closer to discursive thinking, then it can get in the way. If we're making commentary about or judgments about our practice, that's closer to the discursive thinking. Regardless of what kind of thinking we're doing, there's no need to see thinking as a problem or as the enemy. But also there's no need to celebrate your thinking or praise all its value. We don't have to be for or against our thinking. Rather, the idea is not to be bothered by your thinking. Not to be preoccupied with your thinking. But if thinking becomes predominant, to calmly, clearly recognize that we're thinking. And it doesn't have to be much more than that. And so part of the trial and error experimentation is to discover how to be calmly and clearly aware of thinking. Calmly and clearly enough so we're not caught in the pull of the thinking. The awareness is free of or independent of thinking. And one thing to become aware of, if there's a lot of discursive thinking, is the impact that thinking has on us, the influence it has. What kind of conditioning is the discursive thinking doing? Is it bring with it discouragement or condemnation, criticism? Does it reinforce a habit? Of escaping into fantasy? Does it have an influence on us, a kind of a negative influence of a disconnect from our direct immediacy of or intimacy with ourselves as we wander off into the stories, the ideas? Sometimes if we can see the influence, the impact that thinking has on us, it can be a little bit easier to stop being so invested in it or treat that as so important. Might be easier to step back and calmly and clearly recognize, so this is thinking. In that calm, clear recognition, it might also be useful with discursive thinking to recognize the felt sense of the thinking, meaning what's happening in your body as you involve in this thinking? Is there any part of your body that's activated by the energy of the thinking? Maybe the eyes have gotten a little bit fixated, or your brow is furrowed, jaw has gotten a little tight. The breathing has shifted, maybe moved more chest breathing than belly breathing. Or maybe there's a sense of pressure or contraction or tightness in the area of your brain, a narrowing. And I call this the thinking muscle. And sometimes it's nice to relax the thinking muscle. If it's easy enough to relax the places in the body that have contracted or tightened up because of we're involved in our thinking. And sometimes it's useful to notice the underlying emotion that's fueling discursive thought. It's part of the picture, it's part of the phenomena. And sometimes it's just so much more valuable to notice the emotions related to thinking than it is to focus on the thinking itself. And practice mindfulness of emotion. and to do all this calmly. And sometimes calmly it's appropriate just to let go of the thinking, if it's easy enough to let go of. Maybe more than just let go of thinking, to let go into your breathing, to let go back into the body breathing. Simply letting go of thinking might leave you kind of with nowhere for the mind to be grounded. But if in letting go you also center yourself back on the body breathing, you might be a little bit less likely to pick up thinking again. So, maybe sitting up a teeny bit straighter than you are. Maybe to settle in more, if you like, you can take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Relaxing on the exhale. And then letting your breathing return to normal. Then if it's nice for you, you might use the exhale for a little while here as the time to relax. Soften parts of your body gently, softening, relaxing the muscles of your face, softly relaxing your shoulders. And softly, if it's easy enough, to relax the belly. And then calmly, clearly, recognize your thinking, if you are thinking, and experiment with doing so calmly, clearly. Matter-of-factly. On the exhale, perhaps you can relax the thinking muscle. Or on the exhale, perhaps you can let go of your thinking and let go into the body breathing. There's no hurry in doing mindfulness. Maybe it's helpful, the idea of taking your time for each thing that you're mindful of, to know it simply and intimately. And if it seems appropriate to shift your attention away from the breathing to what's happening in your body or your emotions or thinking, experiment with doing so calmly and clearly. The simple, ongoing practice of calm awareness And then as we come to the end of this sitting, as we come to the end of this sitting, if you'd like, take a minute or so to think, review the sitting, and how were you with your thinking during this sitting? Were you a little more permissive than was useful? Could you have practiced a little bit more mindfulness of thinking or letting go of thinking in a way that would have been useful? Did you learn something about the influence, the impact thinking has on you? Or the emotional aspect of thinking? And were there any lesson for you for how you could have practiced a little better with thinking, not as a criticism, but as a, maybe just as a matter-of-fact inspiration for that you might be useful to remember in the future? A way of being a little bit more attentive and a little wiser about practicing in relationship to thinking. And then as I ring the bell to end this sitting, you might, if you wish, let go of everything else and just listen calmly to the sound of this bell and how it comes through on Zoom. The hope is that over time, as people practice mindfulness and meditation, that they become wiser about how to practice with thinking, and to become wiser how to do it in personal ways, so in your way. Each of us has a very different way in which our minds work and what's the best approach. But one of the things to learn is to learn a little bit about what is the best way to relate to thinking. Sometimes is it best to just ignore it, especially beginning of a sitting. Is it most useful just to let yourself think in the background, and the foreground just stay with the breathing? And then as you settle in, then at some point it might be useful to let go of the thinking. Or maybe allow this thinking to settle itself, giving yourself time over the course of meditation session that you know, knowing, maybe you know that if you just don't do much about it, just keep doing your practice, the thinking on its own quiets down. But sometimes it doesn't. And then maybe learning how to practice mindfulness of thinking in a way that doesn't encourage more thinking. I find it fascinating how sometimes thoughts can be so weighty, solid, so big and serious, and other times they can be so light, so thin and transparent and wispy. I find it fascinating that I've had many, many, many thoughts in the course of my lifetime. The great majority of them I don't remember. But while I was having them, many of them felt so important. What is the authority we give our thoughts? What is our contribution in investing in their importance? What is our contribution in having thoughts become solid and big and important, heavy? Without necessarily letting go of thoughts, can we learn how not to be so invested in them or grant them so much authority? Sometimes I like to add the word just when I'm aware of thinking. Just a thought. Just thinking. And that adding the word just sometimes protects me from being overly invested in the thinking. Protects me from giving it too much authority. At least during meditation. In meditation, discursive thinking, conversations we have in our mind, don't need to be invested in. And finally, I want to say that how important I feel it is to, while on retreat, to sometimes go about your daily life that you have to do at the speed of mindfulness. I find it fascinating how easy it is to get up from a session of meditation or end of a walking meditation time and get involved in some activity, even the simple activity of walking to the walking meditation place, and the floodgates of thinking open up, and we just somehow automatically get back pulled into the world of thinking. But to go gently, calmly, at the speed of mindfulness means to go at a speed where you're not likely to too easily slide back into thinking unknowingly, but you stay alert to what's happening and alert to the return of thinking and able to go at a speed where if you're thinking, you kind of know it. You're not lost in it. At a speed where you're ready to also notice the texture and the temperature of a doorknob as you open the door. The feelings, sensations in your arm as you swing the door open. Maybe you're ready to feel the changing texture of whatever flooring you have that maybe changes in different rooms. Or you notice the light has changed. The speed of mindfulness where you're available. To be intimate with one thing at a time as you go about your life. And if you find that mindfulness of thinking, as I've talked about it today, doesn't work for you. If you know that for yourself, that's wisdom. So then you're more than welcome to let go of everything I said. So, announcements for today. And so today is Friday, and it's still a good habit to every day check, make sure you know which day you have a practice discussion and the time. Kirsten will be sitting in with Inez today, the practice discussions with Inez. And it's a wonderful gift you give to Kirsten and future practitioners to help her training to be there. At the same time, you're very welcome to ask her not to be there if you feel that supports you the most. And just let Inez or Kirsten know when you show up. So thank you very much for your practice and carry on and please enjoy the day of practice.